At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Fickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Pack show. Front and center, we got Caps tickets, which we're going to start to give away in the 8 o'clock hour. Caps Game 5 tickets, given away all day long on The Fan until 5 p.m. Be caller number 9 at 8:20 and 9:20 today on the Junkies. And they stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan for your chances to win every hour. We've got Joe House joining us in 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Wizards draft lottery debacle. Denny McCarthy, PGA golfer, is going to join us at 8:20 to start previewing the PGA Championship.
And yeah, Mike Rizzo, starting on that.
Starts tomorrow.
Nats GM joins us at 9 o'clock, but I teased what ESPN is doing. ESPN, if you have the app and you use their streaming services, which if you order a UFC pay-per-view, you have to go through ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They are jacking up their rates to $30.
$30 a month.
And this $30 is essentially what used to be ESPN Plus, or no, it's incorporating a lot more than that now.
Yeah, you have ESPN and then you have ESPN Plus. Here's the deal. When it's bundled with Disney Plus, which a lot of people have, and Hulu's ad-supported products, because you can pay for Hulu without commercials, but if you have the regular Hulu, which inserts commercials in shows, and Disney Plus, you get ESPN in the bundle, it would cost you $35.99 per month. That price falls to $29.99 per month for the first 12 months for customers who sign up at launch. So the ESPN app includes all the network's live games. You've got programming on other ESPN cable networks such as ESPN2. You also get the SEC network, ESPN, ABC, fantasy products. They've got betting tie-ins.
They got everything. Yeah.
Bottom line is a lot of people, especially sports fans, use the ESPN streaming app. But now with it going to $30, you wonder how many people will stick with it. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I have ESPN Plus. How is that different than the ESPN streaming app that you say people already have?
You get more than just ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus is part of paying for ESPN.
I know what
ESPN
Plus is.
Right.
But I don't understand. There's already a streaming service?
Yeah, ESPN Plus is a streaming service. It's part of a larger streaming service,
right?
ESPN.
I just want ESPN Plus. That's all I want. I don't want all the other stuff. I don't care about the SEC.
Yeah, you don't have to watch
fantasy.
You don't have to watch Peyton's Places.
I don't need Hulu. And if I want to watch the other stuff, I'll just watch it on TV.
But this is the growing trend.
Much I mean, you. I get the SEC on TV.
Yeah.
This is an article from...
I pay for it. But
I want that crap.
This is an article from SI.com. If you're just an NFL fan, all right, and you want to watch all the games, these are the networks to watch the NFL games. your traditional CBS, mm-hmm. Fox, NBC, ABC/ESPN. Oh, you got to throw YouTube in the mix.
Yep.
Peacock in the mix.
Prime.
Amazon.
Netflix in the mix. Amazon Prime Video. NFL Network. And ESPN Plus.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, because you're going to have exclusive games like on Peacock.
Correct.
If you don't have Peacock, you're not going to be able to watch certain games on the NFL.
But I'm okay not to watch every single game. I really am. Yes. I don't need to pay $300 a year to watch all of these games.
Yeah.
Yes.
The ones
but you're
that
already,
I already
you're already paying for a good portion of it because I'm guessing you already have Netflix.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have Netflix.
I'm guessing you have Peacock.
Yes, but so, I don't need to pay the extra $30 a month / $300 a year. If you pay $300 a year, you're getting some money off. So if anybody was going to do this, you just buy it for the year because you save $60. But I don't need to do that.
Jason, what would you do if the Commanders are playing the Bears?
The Bears.
And it's on a streaming service that that you do not subscribe to.
Go over to Bickle's house, watch it.
Go to a friend's, borrow a password.
Yeah, do that. I'd borrow a password.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it.
I just don't see why I would want it. I mean, what if? Because I just watch all this other stuff on my regular TV. I guess if I want to stream it, right? But if I'm already paying, say, like I actually have DirecTV Stream. It doesn't use the dish or anything. It's just DirecTV Stream, different than YouTube TV.
Right.
I already have that. I have all those channels. What the hell would I want to pay ESPN for duplicate channels?
Yeah,
I could stream DirecTV.
I guess just to catch that one game that you might miss if you don't have that streaming service.
I'm good.
I need ESPN really for my son, but we order, not every month, but we order UFC pay-per-views, which is through ESPN.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be included in here? The pay-per-views will be free?
No, they're not free. No. You have to pay on top of that.
Oh, my God.
You have to have the platform.
Extra premium.
Yeah, you got to pay another $79.99.
Tell them to kick rocks.
What is ESPN, just the ESPN Plus cost?
I think it's like $12. $11.99.
Yeah, $12 a month. Okay.
ESPN Plus is awesome, especially if you're into college sports.
Yeah.
They have literally every college sport you can think of, all their games.
On a Saturday, click into ESPN Plus, and then you can watch whatever college game you want.
Anything.
In college football.
Yeah, well, you could watch volleyball, you could watch lacrosse, you can watch softball, whatever soccer, whatever you want. I think ESPN Plus, great value.
They're targeting 60 million homes. So I don't know if they'll get 60 million, but that's their target.
Well, they ain't getting this guy.
They're not getting me either.
Yeah.
I got enough monthly bills.
Yeah, you're trying to
I don't need to
bills.
Add another
no,
one.
No, everyone's
trying to less, not
I don't need to add another because
I found out I have a monthly bill. This would never have happened in the Bishop household. I pay Microsoft.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure the total. It's less than $10 a month. But I started paying for this when Dylan was 5 or 6 and he was playing some sort of game.
Mm-hmm.
Was pre-Fortnite. Some sort of game where you could play other people online.
Yeah.
And you had to pay Microsoft
$8.99
a month. Let's just say it's $8.99 a month.
Life leak.
And I never paid attention to it. He does. I asked him, like, I saw it this month. He's 18 years old. Oh, so he started playing this when he was 6. He was probably done when he was 6.5 or 7.
Yeah.
Right.
I said, hey, do you need that Microsoft streaming thing anymore? He said, I haven't played that since I was 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
I've been paying for 12 years.
So say it's $9 a month. That's what? A little over $100 a year. It's like $1,000+ life leak over the years.
That's why. I think that they were a potential client, and I would like to be the endorser. I don't know that it ever came through. There's a client.
Microsoft?
No.
That's a client. That's a big fish if you land Microsoft.
Client, and now I'm forgetting the name of it, but their whole thing is they check all the things you pay for, and then they realize what you waste, and then they take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look at all your scripts that you haven't paid attention to in probably 5-10 years.
Probably like you're paying. Didn't you be at one point pay for 2 Netflixes?
I think you might.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
I might still.
So, did you cancel the Microsoft?
Not yet. It was just discussion yesterday.
I mean, you need to cancel that ASAP.
I will say.
Hey, I mean, it was just yesterday that we talked about
it. I would have done it yesterday.
I will say that sometimes when you like lose your card, whether it's your debit card or credit card,
yeah,
whatever it is an inconvenience. But you do when you like get your new card, when the bank sends you your new card,
yep,
like all of your stuff that you don't subscribe to is canceled. It's correct, not linked to that card anymore.
Because they don't have the new number. Yes,
it is kind of refreshing.
Yeah,
it's one of the perks of losing your
right. You
your
start with a clean slate.
Yep,
which is nice.
You can reassess. It forces you to reassess what you're paying for.
Correct.
Isn't there an app that people push?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think it was Rocket.
Might be wrong. I think it might be Rocket.
Yeah, I want to be the Rocket guy.
How
does it know? Like, what kind of info do you have to put in?
Maybe you just tell them. I don't know.
No, I think it finds out all your leaks.
Yeah.
Probably links to your bank and sees recurring charges.
So you have to give them your bank information?
I don't know the...
Because I am intrigued.
It'd be worth it if you've got 20 subscriptions.
100%.
I have so many. Why
are you still paying for
she
Max?
Is.
You
know,
you haven't watched a show on Max in 20 years.
She is. She's also trying to track all my kids' leaks, too. They're huge
I know
leakers.
I have a leak. Like, I see this recurring charge dinged to my PayPal on my bank statement every month. It's such a paltry amount. It's like $7 or $8. I haven't followed up on it, but I know I'm just getting bilked. Somebody's bilking me.
Can someone call us and tell us how that app works? Because I don't want to give up too much of our information.
Well, I just feel like my information is already out there.
Yeah, but I don't want to give up my freaking... That's different to give you your bank information.
True.
That's like a next level.
Speaking of
I'm pretty sure you can call your bank. I don't think you have to go through the app. You can call your bank and go, all right, this charge per month, this per whatever, they need to be canceled.
No, I'm sure.
And they will block it for you.
I'm sure they could do that. But, yeah. Jason, I don't know how many of those things are sucking the life out of me. Like JP says, I probably have stuff I've been paying for every month for
years. He's probably still paying for ESPN the magazine.
Yeah, you probably.
I hope you're still paying for that.
Do you still have magazine subscriptions?
But that's what I'm saying, Eric. If you go through your online account just for the past month, go through each itemized charge.
She does that.
And then you can figure out what you still need.
You have 19 cards and 19 different accounts.
You got to put the work in.
It says it connects to your bank account, credit cards, and other financial institutions.
Yeah.
Give you a comprehensive view of your finances.
But how do you know that they're not... Now they're going to just start bilking you. Yeah,
taking money?
Yeah, no, it's going to be on some Chinese website
or
something.
Hopefully it's not the
point. Well, yeah, and then 5 years from now, you're paying them.
Yeah.
Like they already cleaned out your subscriptions.
You're actually, you're trading. You're trading three recurring charges for one.
I just feel like it's dicey.
I don't know. I just know I saw Microsoft. Yeah. I'm like, what am I paying Microsoft for?
I went to pay a prescription for my pet a couple days ago. I went to the vet and I handed him my credit card. And he said, it'll be cheaper if you give me your debit card. Right. And I said, by how much? He said, $2. Right. I said, $2. Screw you. I don't even have a debit card. Just charge me the extra $2.
Well, like, for example. So
sucker.
Do you guys pay for, like, cloud stuff?
Yes.
No. So, like Google Cloud, like all my photos. Because I'm a big photo guy, right? And it takes so much space. And I have all the hard drives and everything. But it's also a backup to put it in the cloud. And then I have to pay, like... I pay for all these Adobes. I got a million Adobes. Photoshop, Cat Lightroom. Like, there's a million Adobes.
I thought you just like Adobo, Adobe.
I like Adobo, too.
No, I get it. When I buy a computer, generally, I don't do warranty. But when I buy a computer, they'll always say, you got to get the antivirus. Mm-hmm. The antivirus only usually lasts a year.
Oh, I don't get that.
And then
I have so many viruses.
And then all of a sudden, they start automatically charging you.
My computer's so sick.
What am I still paying the Geek Squad for?
Any ailments.
Yeah. Geek Squad? They're still in business?
They fixed my computer. Remember my computer wasn't working?
I guess.
Well, I went to the Best Buy, and the Geek Squad's inside. They have an office inside the Best Buy, and they fixed it. All they did was take the battery out and put it back in and start it up again.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So, they got rid of the Best Buy on Shady Grove.
It's gone. They gone.
All right. Does this guy have info on the Rocket thing? I need to know. I don't want to assign my life over to these guys.
I was a salesperson who was working on it,
they
too.
They hold my mortgage note now. My mortgage gets passed around
all the time,
it's in a porno. My mortgage has just been handled by so many different companies.
Right.
It's outrageous.
JC.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Wednesday, all.
Yeah, yes, thanks, man. What's up?
So Rocket works with your bank number and your routing number. So what they do is they look at every transaction that goes out and they can had an algorithm that says, okay, every 2 months or every month on the 15th, $15 comes out of what? Netflix,
right?
Hulu, Max, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how it works. So unfortunately, you do have to give all of that information.
Doesn't it seem like that's kind of dicey, though? Mm.
It is, but they have securities and measurements. They're regulated. They're audited. So they should have everything in place. And then once you find out what everything is, you can just get rid of it.
Yeah. How much do you have to pay Rocket for that privilege?
Another, I think it's $14.95 a month, actually.
You're kidding.
Yeah, see, there you go. It just adds up, man.
Yeah.
They got to make their money.
He's pouring money into Dan Gilbert's pockets.
Can't they do like free ads like these apps do? Can't Rocket just do free ads on the app?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, my God.
Look how stressed you are.
I just know that we're just hemorrhaging money that way.
Well, fix it. It's obviously
but you're not going to be an ESPN streamer.
No.
Just
no,
ESPN.
I'm not you doing are. That. ESPN Plus, that's
yeah,
it.
I have the package.
Okay, but you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this deal.
I already have it.
You pay 30. What's the charge?
Yeah, I don't know what it is currently.
Oh, okay.
But I pay for Hulu, Disney Plus, which I never use.
Yeah,
my kid doesn't watch Disney. Package.
I've never watched a show on Disney. I've watched like one or two shows on Hulu, but I have ESPN. I just told you because I ordered the UFC pay-per-view.
It is a package and has not pay-per-view but UFC fights. It right. includes everything that ESPN Plus has as well, as long as like a customizable sports center for you.
Right.
Betting shows.
So this games. Will be different than what he has.
Correct. Yeah. There's more on top of
it. There's going to some more stuff will be added to this yes. particular package.
I thought
package.
Hulu was
I think
also
Rich Eisen's also going to ESPN, so you'll be able to have access to his show because
but
think
he's still
going to
be on NFL Network. He's yeah. just licensing his show to ESPN, yes. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
I thought Hulu was like a streaming service like YouTube TV, right? Like you could just order Hulu. And they have a whole litany of channels. Isn't that correct?
I think they have a litany of shows. They have different tiers. It's a little confusing. But they have their
I'm
own
confused.
Shows,
they
too.
They have their own channel, too.
Yes, it's like a Netflix.
But they also, don't they, can't you also just like, if you just want to have just Hulu, you can have just Hulu, and it has your ESPNs and your Foxes and all your regular
I don't think you get
discoveries?
That many. I don't think you get that many of the channels.
Are you
I
sure?
I think you get shows. I could be wrong. Oh. I told you, I have it. I don't use it that much.
It's confusing. All I know is I've got Netflix, I got Hulu, I basically have them all.
I got the stupid bundle because when Isabella's one or two, it was like, you got to get the Disney bundle, get mm-hmm. the Disney Channel. Never check that thing out. I'm not a Mandalorian guy or an Andor guy or
that.
All these different shows that
I'm
are
anti-Disney.
On there.
I'm anti-Disney. I'm out on Disney. Delete that. Except for ESPN.
That's a pretty big one.
It's a big accept. Yeah. Right
all right,
there.
Gotta take a break. Coming up next, Joe House is gonna join us. Podcaster for The Ringer. We'll talk about the Wizards' plight here on the
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, starting the 8 o'clock hour and all day long here on The Fan, giving away Game 5 tickets to Caps-Canes. Caps, of course, down 3-1. Be caller 9 right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but stay tuned all day on 106.7 The Fan for your chance to win every hour. All right, going to talk a little NBA with Joe House next. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. He's a podcaster for The Ringer. You can follow him on Twitter at House from DC. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, boys. What's happening?
Hey, pal.
What's up, buddy?
It's a wild week for Washingtonians. A dagger the other night, obviously, with the Caps. And then you know, I guess it was almost inevitable. We knew that they weren't going to get Cooper at 1, but to think they would get 6, the worst. Ugh, just a dagger. What was your reaction?
Yeah, EB, it's just another May here in the DMV, yeah. Right? We've got the draft lottery for the NBA goes in the worst possible direction. The Caps are on the brink of elimination. Who knows where the hell the Nets are? But look, with 24 hours, we're past it. Let's move on. There is still a chance for the Caps to pull out this series against Carolina. I don't have high hopes, but there's still hope.
There's hope.
You know, even if the Wizards got the number one overall pick in the NBA draft this upcoming season, they still were going to stink. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're in a rebuilding mode with the basketball team, and let's just, you know, move past it. Let's start looking towards the brighter future. The one thing that is intolerable, and it'll take the rest of the week, maybe longer than that, for me to get over. And I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say this word. Can you say goddamn on this? On
sure,
this network?
Why not? Why not?
All right. The goddamn Dallas Mavericks winning the lottery is preposterous. It's an outrage. And somehow it only happens in the NBA that the team, you know, that would most benefit from a select. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. But, man, you can find 5 or 6 different instances just in the last 20 years of teams that really could use a little bit of boost getting that number one pick, and you got to live with it.
Didn't I see something? Somebody gave us a stat that was like the odds of both of those teams, the Spurs and the Mavs, with as few ping pong balls as they had or whatever, the odds of them winning back-to-back one was like over 1 in 10,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, the Mavs were under 2%, and I believe the Spurs were 6 or 6.5%.
Yeah, I think it was the Mavs, Spurs, and 76ers getting 1, 2, and 3 was 0.00014% or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, this is back to back years because Atlanta last year they were in the play in, just like Dallas was in the play in. Atlanta had 36 wins last year. 22 more than the Pistons. All right, the Pistons had the worst record, so they obviously had a 14% chance. Wizards had a 14% chance. They had 15 wins, but Atlanta gets the one the top pick this year. Same deal. Dallas gets the top pick. Atlanta's percentage to win the lottery last year, I think, was about probably the same.
3%.
Are you all?
So it's back to back years. It's happened.
Do you like the tanking? Because to me, it just shows that it's just another wasted year.
Well, in Washington's case, I think, you know, there is a nice way to put the tanking. Like, this is a development, a team under development, right? A team in full rebuild. And, you know, God bless Will Dawkins and Mike Winger. They're doing it the right way. I mean, basically you have a group of young kids. Now, you know, you can quibble with the fact that most of the core talent from Washington came from what many regarded as one of the worst drafts, last year's draft, of the past 10 years, but it doesn't matter. You have to start somewhere. And they have a bunch of kids with upside all on the same timeline. They're all basically between 8.5 years old and 20.5 years old.
and they're all on the same original contract, and we're going to find out if two or three of those kids can stick. It's a blueprint that has been validated. I mean, if you want to see this in action, go look at the core talent for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, you know, they got lucky with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander coming over by trade. They got a super-duper talent. But as long as you have picks and you have young talent that you can develop, then you have a possibility. There's hope. And I think with this draft pick that Washington's going to get at six, it matches up. Like, the two candidates I keep seeing are Malawach from Duke, who I'm in love with. I think that kid is incredible and could immediately impact Washington defensively. And then the kid from Texas, who's a pure scorer, Trey Johnson. And I'd be fine with either one of those guys. And I think both of those guys match up very well with what Washington is doing. So I think they're, for a tank kind of situation, I prefer to look at it as like, let's just see these kids kind of develop, because if they prove out, if two or three of them prove out, then you can say, I was there back when. You know what I mean?
House, what do you make of the Wizards potentially selecting local product Derek Queen at six?
Respectfully, because I think that kid, he was awesome. And mm-hmm. I loved the impact he had on Maryland. That, to me, I hate to use this man's name, but that's a Dan Snyder move. It would be a reach. I don't think that Queen is at the same level impact-wise. The potential of Trey Johnson or Malawach, and you know, taking the local kid because of the connection, that's not in line with the kind of team building that I think Winger and Dawkins. Again, respectfully. I'm a Maryland fan. I loved that team this year. The Crab Five was outrageous, and Queen was amazing. But I don't think he's in the same potential class as these other guys.
So, Colin, can we envision Malawach and Sarr on the court together?
Yeah, because Malawach is a totally different player.
Totally different.
Yeah.
That's what you like?
I love it. Because Sarr, here's the thing. You know, he received criticism this past year. I mean, his shooting was very on again, off again.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid can move. He's got good feet for a big dude. He can get out on the perimeter and defend. And if you have Malawach down there anchoring the paint, he's like they're going to measure his wingspan, and everybody's going to jaw's going to drop when it comes in, not that far away from Wemby, from Wembanyama. And I think that he's an potential impact player defensively.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy when you just start thinking about the percentages. And I mean, look, we had Chase Hughes on yesterday, and he made some good points. He said, look, there's going to be a good player or multiple players that turn out to be all-stars drafted, you know, in the top six or, you know, in the top 15. It just happens every year. You just got to pick the right guy. And, I mean, Will Dawkins has only been here a few years, but don't you kind of trust him?
I know I trust him a lot more than the guys that were in charge the previous 25 years.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. I mean, I don't think we're going to take this year's Johnny Davis. Let me put it that way.
Right. Oh,
God, that was a terrible pick. That was a terrible pick. You knew it. As soon as you saw him play his first summer game, as soon as he played in Vegas, you knew it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'm going to be on this. I'm not even sure how you pronounce the big kid's name from Duke. How are you saying his name? Malawach?
Malawach.
Malawach. Yeah. All right. Maybe I'm all in on that.
Here's the homework for us, EB.
Mm-hmm.
AJ DeBanza. This is the kid that's going to play 1 year at BYU. He's amazing. He's 6'10", crazy athletic, talent, both hands. What are we doing? Because we came up with poop for Coop last year.
All right.
I don't know what to do with DeBanza. I'm in the workshop. I'm in the lab.
Yeah,
we're not going to DePanza for DeBanza. I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah, but the thing is, all right, so you tank a little bit more, and you get a 14% chance.
Again, you'll have 86% not to get them.
Yeah, they're not getting them.
Yeah, that's the reason Silver's done this. He's de-incentivizing tanking.
Yes, and rewarding hot garbage teams that trade a generational talent. Congratulations, Adam Silver. Great job.
But hold on.
Everybody believes in the integrity of the league because Dallas replaces Luka with Cooper Flagg.
Maybe it is better.
You're playing both sides, though, House. You said you don't believe in conspiracy, but now you're throwing out conspiratorial tones.
there is a lot of stuff to look back over the last 30 years. I don't believe in – it's not possible to rig the thing. But, boy, it's another NBA miracle. Go back and look at 2011 when the New Orleans Hornets magically – it was magic. They got the NBA owned the team, sold it to George Benson, and would you believe it? The New Orleans Hornets got the number one overall pick, and you'll never – it was Anthony Davis. Can you believe it? Anthony Davis to New Orleans the same year that the new owner buys the Hornets. It's a miracle. Another NBA miracle, fellas.
Well, I'll tell you, I think we – I mean, everyone agrees, though, the frozen envelope is the real deal, right? Like, there's no doubt about
probably.
That.
Yeah. I know. I think that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But that was in the 80s.
Understood. But maybe it is, because I'm thinking, maybe it is better, though. They just make it more official, and you can adjust the ping pong balls accordingly. But if you're, like, barely in the playoffs, like you're in the play-in game or whatever, or you just miss, maybe you should be rewarded and get the first pick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you should be.
That's what's happening.
No, but I'm saying just make it... Like change the
so
odds.
So that they fight for
Like at least you're being competitive.
Yes.
And you're not outright throwing garbage on the court.
Right.
To try and get 8% better.
You get rewarded for almost getting there. And then you,
well,
I don't know.
The thing is, for a fan base like ours, like Washington, and maybe we're the exception, because we're used to now coming up on 50 years of not making a conference final, mm-hmm. the longest run of any other team in the entire NBA. We're kind of used to it. But for teams in a pure rebuilding mode to have really a diminished chance to grab the top talent coming in, because the NBA is singularly a league where one guy immediately changes the outlook, the fortunes, your next 5 years. No other league has that kind of draft impact, and you're telling your fan bases in those cities that really do have to go through a proper rebuild, that you have a worse chance it's a hard thing to come up with a competitive balance. And the NBA already has a problem anyway, because its regular season is highly compromised by how many guys are going to play, the load management, the rest issues, all that kind of stuff. So I understand that it's a hard challenge, a hard thing for the league to navigate, but it's got to be better than the situation that we're in right now.
House, one guy can change it in the NBA, but one guy changed it here in D.C. in the NFL, too.
True story that. Yes, sir. Thank God.
What's your take on his mom? I don't want to beat up on her too much. I mean, we love Jaden, and I think she wants what's best for her kid, but, man, she's omnipresent.
Look, if it works, don't try it.
Then who cares?
It's not broken.
Yeah, it's not broken. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's fine. Hey, you know what? It's not Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's another one. That way one's way. You know level. What? You're right. That one's way worse. That one's way worse.
And it could be a lot worse, right? She's trying to protect him from bad stuff. So it's overprotective.
I don't care if she protects it business wise and everything, but I just want it. I want her to allow him to get skins. I want her to allow him to date.
He's getting skins. If you think Jaden Daniels isn't hitting the skins,
I don't know.
You're a crazy person.
I just want him to capitalize on it.
His mom might be in a chair in the corner, but he's hitting skins.
Okay. I don't want that.
I don't know. Just putting it out there.
What, House? What?
The fact that we don't know about. How much skins he's getting?
Yeah.
That's a testament to how good this whole thing works.
Yeah, I guess.
They're doing a great job. Mom's doing a great job.
Yeah, I guess. You might be right.
House, always great talking to you, pal.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Man. Good catching up with you.
Follow him on Twitter at House from DC. Listen to him on The Ringer. Remember, Caps tickets, Game 5 tickets were given away right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but all morning long and all the way until 5 p.m. right here.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Article on BarstoolSports.com. All about the Commanders and this schedule release from our guy Barstool Nate. Speculating that the Commanders could be the new Chiefs. What does that mean? It'd be great if they were the Chiefs in terms of winning Super Bowls, and that might be the case too. But he's saying primetime games. We already know, you know, that they're going to feature the Commanders in the game in Spain, Madrid, Spain.
Yes.
Will they be the team, though, that gets the most Monday night games?
Often get, like, the hot teams get multiple Monday night games?
Yes.
Yes,
definitely. Because I think the number that they're throwing out there for the Commanders is, like, around six for primetime games. You have your Madrid game. You have a Monday night, a Thursday night, a Sunday night. I assume we'll get one of each of those.
Is the Madrid primetime? It's more of a feature game.
It's like a spotlight game.
Yeah. Like you, spotlight. Yeah.
And also, was it 425 games on Fox? That's like a feature game
as
well.
NFL game of the week.
The Madrid game's even bigger, though, because there's no competition. It's the only game.
It's an island game.
Yeah, an island game.
So the other game that they've announced is the Eagles-Commanders game, which is going to be a primetime game. So two for two primetime games.
Because why? Is that a Sunday night game? What is that?
It's a Saturday, December 20th.
Oh, it's a Saturday game. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So you may not get as many 1 p.m. games as you're used to. Do you like it? 800-636-1067. I mean, it makes sense. They've got Jaden Daniels, one of the most marketable players in the NFL. No. They're going to put him on TV as much as possible.
I'm going to say this right now. We're the sexiest team in the league. Doesn't mean we're the best.
I know that people are used
to the sexiest team.
They're used to the 1 p.m. kicks. You're going to have to get used to 4:30s, 8:30s. Like
I know. Monday I like night, the 1 p.m.
Thursday night, Sunday night.
That's the price of being a competitive,
and you know
sexy
the other reason
team?
Why I don't like it? I mean, other than last year, they kind of kept it. We don't have a great history in the last 30 years.
That might be done, though.
Turn the page
you think
on
we
that.
Have?
Yes. That
just because
was,
of the playoff
during,
wins?
That was during a bygone era. That whole, we're scared to play on prime time. That
it's
was,
not that you're scared. It's just you don't have a great track record of it.
Yeah, but this is different. This is a new totally
era,
different team.
Completely new era.
Yeah. I like routine. I like 1 o'clock kicks. But I do acknowledge that I think we're the sexiest team in the league.
800-636-1067. Do you like this? It's gonna change your routine. You're not gonna have, you know, 1 o'clock games every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not gonna be the case. They're gonna be playing on Thursday nights. I mean, everybody plays on Thursday night. You have to play one
Sunday nights, Mondays. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 o'clock games.
I don't love it. It ruins my Sunday. Kinda.
What do you think the total number will be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the number that people are throwing out there is six.
They're targeting six prime times.
I might take
six essentially.
Or does that include, like Valdez said, the 425
game? Yeah. That's not including a 425.
Okay, I would take the over,
games. Like island games, high profile games.
Yeah. I'll take the over on non 1 o'clock games. let's call it that, non-Sunday 1 o'clock.
Oh, it'll be
how many Sunday 1 o'clocks will they have? Out of 17?
17.
Maybe they'll have 10? 8.
I don't think they're going to have 10.
8 to 10? All right, maybe 8.
I think you'll have probably quite a few 4. I mean, how many did they have last year, 4 o'clock games?
Few, plus they flex games.
I'd have to look.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. They'll flex games now.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. You know, usually once a year, Amazon will come in here or somebody will come in here and shoot us and we'll get 5 seconds of coverage in some sort of package.
So you like that? That
sure,
benefit?
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I like.
You don't like the national attention?
No, I do. Sure.
I mean, every NFL game gets national attention to an extent, but it's even more when all the eyeballs are on your team. You don't want to be that sexy team.
No,
I'd rather be under radar team.
You want to be in the spotlight.
Who do you think?
I think another sexy. By the way,
who do you think is in contention
for sexiest teams?
Yeah. You still think the Lions?
I think the Lions, and I think the Bears, because now the Bears have Ben Johnson. They've loaded up on their offensive line. They've like all they've done.
They're not that sexy to me.
All they've done. Look, Caleb Williams is not going to have an excuse. All they've done is given Caleb Williams like every possible tool to make him successful.
I would love your sexy power ranking, like the top five
sexiest
teams in the NFL.
All right,
and your rationale.
By the way, that's going to be one of the primetime matchups: Caleb versus Jaden rematch after the Hail Mary last year.
Right,
I'm pretty sure that's going to
be a prime timer
in the spotlight.
That's
might be a Thursday night affair.
Definitely, they'll definitely do a Cowboys Commanders primetime game.
Cowboys are one of the sexiest teams just because of the Cowboys.
Yeah, just because of the Cowboys. They'll definitely Kansas City in primetime. That has potential for primetime game. Detroit primetime, that has potential
that
for a primetime.
That smacks of like a Sunday night.
I'm kind
night
of thinking of sexy,
of
though, as more like up and coming than like
established.
Yeah, like even like the Eagles, who are great, I don't feel like they're sexy.
What about maybe the Packers? Are. Jordan Love.
Nope.
They win the division.
Nope. Not sexy.
I mean, I still think the Ravens are sexy because of the quarterback situation. So you got to look at the best quarterbacks.
I'm partial to the Ravens. I do enjoy watching them play. I think Josh Allen makes the Bills kind of sexy. That might sound weird, but
I mean,
I probably would still say the Lions.
Just because how explosive they are.
Bengals are sexy because their offense is explosive and they're always in shootouts.
And they have a bad defense.
Yeah, always in shootouts.
Yeah, but again, I think of all those teams, and some of these teams are certainly better than us probably, or will finish better than us. I still think we're the sexiest.
Oh, I would totally agree. You're the hottest new trend.
We're the hottest chick.
You're the hottest chick in the bar right now.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels won Rookie of the Year. Makes sense. Yeah. I think there are other teams, though, that are going to be vying for that title.
Niners.
We'll see how the Bears play, because I think the Bears with Ben Johnson could be very interesting. I mean, there are no excuses for Caleb Williams this season. It's his second season.
They won 5 games last year. They're going to have to win more than like 8 or 9 at least to be sexy.
They fell apart after that Hail Mary.
Yeah, they went
because I think
if
they won that game, they would have been 5-2, right? I think they entered that game at
4-2. Yeah,
and then they completely fell apart.
Yeah, they went into
spiral. They lost.
They had a buffoon for a head coach who after that game said that the play before the Hail Mary didn't matter.
Who told you years ago? I said Eberflus. Just listen to his last name.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the last name of a leader of men.
Right.
I knew he was a clown.
Right.
I knew it.
Now you thought that Dan Campbell was a clown too.
I was wrong that Dan Campbell. I guess I was way wrong on Sirianni. Hey, everybody has hits and misses, JP.
Yeah.
Nobody's got a nobody's batting 1,000 over here. Okay.
All right, let's go to
Eberflus now running the defense in Dallas. Right.
Well, that you know what. Great news for the Commanders. Great news that he's in Dallas now.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony calling from Pennsylvania. Hey, buddy. You're on with the Junkies. How are you, man?
How's everybody doing?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I like that prime time. That means we're on the verge of doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't have a good history of you know, winning on them prime times, but
you didn't have during those years, you didn't have Jaden Daniels, okay?
Right.
That's right.
He is such a game changer.
It's a lot different. Yeah, yeah, I've been a Washington fan since 1972, so I know what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got the quarterback now. It feels good. You know, I'm up here from Pennsylvania, and I think this past year I've had so many people come up to me like, man, I like you guys' team. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
How long you been in Pennsylvania?
You're from Jason's home state.
I'm from up. I mean, I live up here all my life and everything.
Oh, but, okay.
But we get all the Washington channels, so you know that's how I pretty much.
So what part of Pennsylvania do you live?
Chambersburg.
Chambersburg. Oh. Is that like right on the edge? Or something?
I was just there.
Yeah, I'm right on the edge. Right, probably about maybe a half hour from Hagerstown.
Yep.
Okay. So gotcha.
I used to bring my daughters up there and play travel softball right there at that park.
Oh, yeah. We're big on the girls
softball. Valdez was excited because he was just at Penn National, which I guess is near you.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I know.
He's right near Gettysburg.
Do you at least agree that the Commanders are the sexiest team in the league?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I challenge anyone to name a sexier team.
I don't know that you could.
Sexier than the Commanders?
Yeah.
I don't know that I can come up with one. I think you're
maybe
right.
Maybe Kansas City, and that'd be about it.
I can see that still
with the Kelce Taylor Swift thing. That's sexy.
I think the Eagles are sexier because
that's sexier than the Skins?
Yeah, because they're the world champs and they've got Saquon.
It's a pretty good argument.
I think Philly is slightly sexier than Washington. Just because of what they've got on offense.
I will
offense.
Grant that they're better. I don't know if I'm going to grant that they're sexier.
Yeah, like, it kind of depends on how you're defining
little,
sexy.
What about frumpier?
I know you're going to joan on this. What about Jacksonville? Travis Hunter now playing both ways.
They could leap into the conversation if in the first few weeks he's balling out. Imagine if he gets a pick six.
They got the goofy head coach that looks like
A-Wad.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Liam Cohen.
Yeah. I can see.
Trevor Lawrence could make a comeback.
They could be. That's a sneaky.
That's a sneaky one. But right now, that's all. That's like all you have is a nice butt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you get some boobs.
Commanders are the full package. Jacksonville has a nice ass.
And I'm sorry, if Shedeur Sanders starts in Cleveland, they will be a sexy play.
You're obsessed with Shedeur Sanders.
I'm not obsessed. Depends on how he plays.
You're denying. You're borderline obsessed. No. I'm actually part of the culture. You're denying what happens on ESPN and all that world. And you go, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL.
I don't watch all the talking head shows like you do.
Okay, sexy is like popular. That's the most one of the most popular stories
you keep
in the NFL.
For a backup quarterback.
Why do you get so hostile?
It's a huge story.
You're both hostile.
Not hostile at all.
It's not a huge story.
I'll say for the record, I always have. I'm rooting for the Sanders
game. I mean, but to deny it's not a huge story. It's a huge story.
It's an overinflated. It may be a huge story, but it's an overinflated story.
He's getting some good run.
He's getting a lot of run for like a potentially third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Or fourth string. I mean, it could be potentially fourth string.
Yeah.
Or cut.
Or
it's a huge story in kind of like one of the emptier parts of the sports calendar.
That's true.
Okay.
All right,
so far.
All right, once we get to September, I'm guessing it won't be a huge story.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett are starting. Not gonna be a big story.
Now Shedeur wins the one. And he goes out there, he starts playing
well.
That's
what he's
saying. Well, then it becomes a story.
But that's a big if. That's a big if.
Would you acknowledge that? If he becomes their starter, if it's a sexy team.
If he becomes a starter and he's actually good, then it's a real story.
It doesn't even matter. It's like, no, it doesn't even matter if he's good. It's like Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was a sexy story. Didn't matter that he sucked.
No, but to Cakes's point, you bring up Shedeur out of anyone here.
Oh, that's true. It's not even close.
But I'm just reacting to the culture and the reality of the landscape of the NFL. It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
He's getting some attention for sure.
Hey, but back to the schedule. What do you want to see with this schedule? 800-636-1067. The last 3 years, I believe, the Commanders have gotten a bye week in week 14. Late bye. Do you want that again? Do you want that to switch up? Do you want more primetime games, less primetime games? We'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. 1067.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.